Chanukah Sameach, so we'll just learn it for a few minutes, and we'll daven Maariv. And then based on the ruling of Tadir Vishainu Tadir, Tadir Kodem, that when we have two mitzvahs in front of us, a mitzvah of davening Maariv is obviously not a Torah-level mitzvah, as we've spoken about. Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is not a Torah-level mitzvah either, so two mitzvahs, midrabanan, of different stripes. The Rambam actually calls the mitzvah of lighting Chanukah candles a little more than drabanan, divrei sofrim. So the ruling of Tadir Vishenu Tadir Tadir Kodem would apply. So Maariv will come before Nerus Chanukah. It's always preferable, if possible, to daven Maariv before one lights Chanukah candles, according to most opinions. But again, it's not always possible, depending on how it works out. If a person has a minyan kavua that they go to, and it's more of a presume nisa to light earlier with their family, especially if they have young children who are going to need to go to sleep, there's many grounds to reverse the order. But just in terms of shul, it certainly makes sense to go in the direction of Maariv and then Nerus Chanukah based on the principle of Tadir. I just wanted to spend 2 minutes analyzing both tonight and tomorrow night, God willing, the Al HaNisim that we say in the context of Chanukah. This is a very ancient text. It goes back well over a millennia to the earliest recorded version of it is that we have in the Siddur of Rav Amram Gaon, if I'm not mistaken. And the language is of course very beautiful, but also very instructive. You know, in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos on Daf Kuf Chav Zayin introduces the concept of Iyun Tfila, that davening are just words that we say, but it should really be studied. So I just wanted to go through a few quick points today and hopefully to expand on them tomorrow. So we know it, the Al HaNisim starts in terms of the Chanukah portion. Bimei Matisyahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol Chashmonoi Uvanav. So the Al HaNisim is clearly emphasizing Matisyahu's role as not just the Kohen, but the Kohen Gadol. And we know that the idea of the Kohen Gadol plays a central role in the story of Chanukah, right? Pach Echad Shol Shemen Munach Bechosamo Shol Kohen Gadol, is that the Kohen Gadol is the symbol of purity in society. But of course we know that behind the scenes, sort of between the lines, the idea that he was the Kohen Gadol and that he was a committed Kohen Gadol could not be taken for granted. The Mishnayos in Masechas Yuma already attest to the fact that during Bayis Sheni, it was hard to find a good Kohen Gadol. And many of the Kohanim Gedolim bought the position, and as the Gemara in Yoma relates, you know, you'd have to replace the Kohen Gadol every single year. Of course, the Kohen Gadol is supposed to be the paragon of religious virtue in society. The Pasuk in Malachi says, Sifsei Kohen Yishmiru Da'as V'Torah Yavakshu Mipiu Ki Malach Hashem Tzavakosu, that the Kohen Gadol is our version of the Malach Hashem Tzavakos. He's, you know, the human instantiation of that. But of course, that couldn't be taken for granted during the period of Bayis Sheni. So one point to highlight here in terms of Matisyahu being the Kohen Gadol is that he was a Kohen Gadol in the right sense of the term. And point number two is that we know that the Mikdash is absolutely central to the Chanukah story. And as the Pasuk says in Parshas Emor about the Kohen Gadol, min ha-Mikdash lo yetzei v'lo yichalel es shem Hashem Elokav, that the Kohen Gadol is the Ish ha-Mikdash. And so this is another element of the relevance of Kohen Gadol to the story, is that if the idea is that the Mikdash was defiled, and part of the story of Chanukah, especially in Al Nisim, there's great emphasis on this, the purification of the Beis HaMikdash, so certainly it's worth emphasizing that Matisyahu wasn't just anybody, but he's the Kohen Gadol. And third and finally, as we move to the end of my remarks for tonight, and we'll try to build off this tomorrow, the Kohen isn't just the image of a religious figure in the Torah, but he is considered to be the guardian of Torah. In Sefer Dvarim, on multiple occasions, the Torah says, when you're looking for mishpat, when you're looking for psak halacha in terms of what to do, so that we're told to go up to Yerushalayim, uvasa el ha-kohen asher yeh bayamim ahem. And the Rambam, in fact, paskins in Hilchos Sanhedrin that there's a mitzvah that there should be kohanim, l'chatchila, that the Sanhedrin should be composed at least partly of kohanim. The kohanim have a very important role to play. As the Pasuk says, Yoru mishpatecha li Yaakov v'sarascha li Yisrael, yasimu kitora v'yapecha v'chalil mizbechecha, that Shevet Levi doesn't only have a ritual role to play in terms of the ketores, yasimu kitora v'yapecha v'chalil mizbechecha, but they have a role to play in terms of Hora'ah, in terms of Talmud Torah. When we encounter the Melech We want to make sure that the melech stays on the straight and narrow. So the Torah says, "Vaya b'shivto al kisei mamlachto v'chasav lo es mishna haTorah hazos al sefer milifnei hakohanim halevim." That the melech should write the sefer Torah in front of the kohanim. There's the kohanim are the guardians of the law as well. So that's of course extremely relevant to the Hanukkah story, because the very next line in the Al Hanisim is. That the primary threat in the days of the Hanukkah story was that we would forget the Torah. So who's the guardian of the Torah? The Kohanim. And in particular, Kisif Se Kohen Yishmerudas. He is the Shomer Hadas Visor Yivakshu Mipiu Kimalach Hashem Tzvakosu. There's our minion. So the idea of Kohen Gadol is relevant, again, just to distill in three ways. Number one, the symbol of purity, the Pach Shemen Munach Bechosamol Shel Kohen Gadol, number one. Number two, and again, the fact that that couldn't be taken for granted during the times of Bayis Sheni. Number two, the fact that the Kohen Gadol is the guardian of the Mikdash, and the Mikdash was defiled in the context of the Hanukkah story. And third and finally, that the Kohen Gadol is the guardian of Torah. Vasal HaKohen Asher Yebe Yamim Ahim. And so the Al Hanisim appropriately emphasizes that Matzisyo ben Yochanan, Kohen Gadol, Chashmona Yuvanav, the unique role the Kohen Gadol plays in the Hanukkah story.